It's a stormy night. Two guys. They sit in a car after having a wonderful night out. Little did they know, this night is one they would not soon forget. This is the night of two guys, one wallet.
The rain's sure pouring down tonight, eh?
Yeah. Did you want to wait in here for the rain to settle down?
Nah, I'll just quickly run inside. Doesn't rain in my apartment, at least. That was a sweet night out.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
Sweet, alright. Catch you later.
Man, Alex is such a cool guy. What a sweet freaking night. Alright, let's find a way to get out of here. Oh, shoot. Is that Alex's wallet on my seat? Come on, Alex, who forgets their wallet? Guess I have to frickin' turn around. Come on!
Alex! You left your wallet! Alex! You gotta walk through the rain for this? You only have $7 in this wallet. Alex! Alex! I have your wallet! Buzz me in! It's raining outside, come on!
Here. Come in. I think you found my wallet.
Okay. No. Nope. I literally know whose wallet this is.
Can I have it?
No. Do you know where Alex lives?
Yes.
Are you going to show me?
Are you going to give me that wallet?
No. I'll be fine. Just please don't abduct me or anything. Thanks for letting me in.
Alex! I'm in the building now! What's your room number again? There's a really creepy guy around somewhere, and I'm kind of scared. What's that noise?
Alex, now there's a scary noise. Why aren't you helping me?
Can you keep it down? It's almost midnight!
Can you keep your door closed? Mind your business!
Alex lives at the end. Do what you need and get the heck out.
You're marked now. 1103. I'll remember this room number.
Harley, somewhat disoriented, arrives at Alex's door. He's scared. Almost too scared to knock. Almost being the key word. He pounds upon the door.
Let me in! I'm here, Alex, it's Harley! Let me in! Oh, hey. Oh, it's unlocked. I'm coming in. Whoa, it's dark in here. And your lights aren't even working. And I hear static. You know I didn't like the movie Poltergeist. I hear something behind this door. Gosh, I'm scared. Come on, Alex! There's claw marks on this door. Should I be calling the cops?
Whoa, I almost slipped. Is that blood on the floor? Or syrup? It's too dark to tell. Oh yeah, definitely blood. Okay, I'll just step over this blood.
Wow, I sound crazy.
Stop talking to yourself, Harley. Just open the door.
Alex!
What are you doing?
Are you about to sacrifice that goat?
Whoa, Harley! What are you doing here, man?
Can you put down that huge dagger? You're scaring me. Don't sacrifice the goat.
Wow, Harley, I wasn't expecting you. Why are you here?
Your wall. Alex, why is there a pentagram on the floor? And so many candles.
Well, I was was...
What's that old tattered book with scary looking pages there? And again, do you really need all these candles? It's so hot in here.
To be honest, I was trying to perform a seance. Speak to the devil.
Why in hell would you ever talk to the devil? Wait, no. Not why in hell. It would make sense to talk to the devil in hell.
I was trying to bring your childhood dog back to life. I know how much you talk about him. Figured I'd try at least.
Well, wow. That is really nice. So, do these demonic seance things work?
Well, I used a seance to win a contest for free apple juice for a year. Brand name stuff too. Figured maybe it'd work for this.
Well, did it? Did it work?
No, I barely got started. Plus, you saw the goat run away. I needed that goat.
Oh. Well, what did you sacrifice to get free apple juice for a year?
What? No, I don't sacrifice anything. That goat was just my anti-anxiety animal. See, I have a prescription to own him and everything. He helps me to not be so stressed.
Then what about the dagger? That huge knife. I don't use a knife unless I'm about to eat something or kill something.
Oh, this dagger? I use it to mark my spot in the ritual book. It looks cooler than a pen.
This is just crazy.
I understand if you think I'm weird.
No, I'm just saying it's crazy that these demonic seance rituals work. Never would have guessed.
Yeah, well, the devil's a pretty big deal. Hear a lot about him everywhere. He's basically like an evil Oprah. But he still gets stuff done.
Can you maybe teach me? This is a life skill.
Yeah, of course. Let's just go to a bigger room.
Well, it seems that Harley got persuaded into Alex's demonic ritual tactics. Harley, kind of nervous, stands beside his best friend Alex and begins to chant.
Oh, Kali Karachatu, Himotabu, Rakiyaka.
Okay, Harley, now grab my forearm. We're going to slice our palms over this indoor fire I made.
Is this dangerous?
Everything's dangerous when you enjoy the life you're living.
That's deep and a little unnerving.
The boys from Supernatural don't complain about this stuff. They just get it done. Give me your palm.
Okay, here.
Ow, you cut me.
Yeah, you knew I was gonna. I told you. Now do me. Here's a knife.
Oh. Oh my.
Harley?
Man,
Harley.
I'm bleeding a lot.
Come on, don't pass out on me.
I did.
Oh, no! You knocked a candle over! What's that smell? Oh, damn! No! Harley, get up! You set my velvet curtains on fire! I just got these! Harley! Harley, get up! The smoke in here is getting too thick! Come on! Okay, we're outside now. I gotta catch my breath. Harley, I saved you.
You saved me.
Yes, Harley, you're alive.
You saved me. What about the others?
Doesn't matter. I only cared about saving you. Apartment had loud neighbors anyway!
Hey, I have something for you. It's why I went in your place to begin with. I got your wallet.
Oh, thanks, man. That's actually so nice. Oh, wait, no, man. That must be your wallet. Let me check. Yeah, mine's still in my back pocket. See?
Oh, well, what do you know?
Guess it was my wallet after all. Didn't even need to come in. Oh well. At least I got to see you again.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that too, man. Good friends only come by so often.
So, crash at my place? At least I don't have those weird velvet curtains.
Hey man, I like those curtains. Well, liked. They're burnt to a crisp now.
Nothing that a Bed Bath and Curtains and Beyond gift card I got from my mom won't fix. Let's go.
So there you have it. The case unraveled itself, as it seems. True story, too. It happened to a friend of mine. This was the story of two guys, one wallet.